The HSE had said in the last number of pieces of correspondence we received from them that the works would go out to tender by the end of quarter three, 2026. Now, bearing in mind that we have 8 days left in quarter three, they're still saying that they feel very much that they are on track to stick to that timeline, albeit there may be a number of days of slippage. But they certainly envisage that the tenders will be put out within the next few short weeks and that those tenders will then be received back by the end of August, at which point a contractor will be awarded and we could potentially see works commence towards the end of quarter four, 26.
And that's still quite positive, you know, for the whole rigmarole that has been up until this point. People will be happy to hear that within 8 days the tenders will be appointed and that the work will be starting sooner rather than later. In terms of bed provisions, this was also another sticking point. Has there been any change in that regards?
Well, there's been no change in relation to the most recent figure which we were given, which was 36. So the way the process works, as far as I'm aware, is that the HSE have approval to tender for 30 beds at Buncrana Community Hospital. They will do that. The works will be done and all those 30 beds will be in place. And there will also be six additional beds which just aren't yet registered with HICWA. So when the works are completely finished, the HSE will then apply to have the six additional beds registered with HICWA at Buncrana Community Hospital, and that will have the capacity increased from the current 30 up to a total of 36. And I had asked for a breakdown in relation to the number of those beds that would be short term versus long stay beds. And they weren't able to give us clarity on that yet. They said that previously it had been 50% and 50%, so 15 long and 15 short, and that it was most likely be something similar. But that's just yet to be ironed out.
There also was discussions in relation to day services with Sleeve Snacked. Now, as it stands, there's currently eight spots available for day patients.
Yes, and I'm delighted to be able to confirm that that capacity is going to be increased substantially. So, as you've rightly said at the minute, we're facilitating eight service users on 4 days in a week in the Sleeve Snack Centre. That capacity is going to more than double to 20. So we will now have 20 service users 4 days a week. And the process of enabling that to happen and recruitment of additional staff is now undergoing and underway. And we hope to have that in place in the very near future. And also, there has been a firm commitment that the HSE are right now actively looking at alternative sites and locations for the day services so that they can be brought back into the town of Buncrana and indeed ultimately, eventually in the long term, have a day services centre built here, most likely on site at Buncrana Community Hospital, to rehouse the day services within the campus that we have here.